Mobile Edge backpacks for the traveling geek lifestyle, batteries and adapters from Anker and IO Gear, and security by Kensington. On this episode of Hands On Tech, you're getting Padres Travel Tech, Part 1, Power and Protection.
This is TWiT.
This episode of Hands On Tech is brought to you by Aftershocks. Unbelievably comfortable open-ear headphones. Hear music and crystal clear phone calls like never before. Visit hot.aftershocks.com and use the code HOT for $50 off the tech bundle.
I'm Father Robert Ballester, the digital Jesuit, and it's no surprise that I travel. I travel a lot. I spent far too many days in planes, trains, and automobiles traveling from one mission to the next. And of course, for professional geeks, travel isn't just a matter of booking a ticket, packing your bags, and heading out the door. We carry our offices with us, more so if you're an IT worker or a content creator. Now, over the years, I've picked up a few tips on the best gear to take when you need to take your gear. And I'm going to share those tips with you over a set of episodes of Hands on Tech. We've got to begin with a basic question for Uber Geek travelers. What good is thousands of dollars worth of laptops, tablets, phones, and gadgets if you don't have a way to power and protect all that gear? That's why we've got to start our special with number one, the bag. Choosing the right bag is the first step in creating your perfect travel kit. Too often I've seen people choose stylish but impractical bags, or techie but too small bags, or the ever popular cheap afterthought that I got on sale bag that is bursting at its poorly made seams. You need something big enough to carry all your tech, sturdy enough so that it can protect your gear and not fall apart after a few weeks of hard travel, and comfortable enough so that it doesn't damage you during your travel. For the past decade, I've been using a Mobile Edge ScanFast backpack. This bag has traveled with me across the world. It's been with me since before I joined TWiT, and I can personally attest to the quality and well-thought-out design cues for tech professionals. So when I started looking for a new bag, because a decade is a bit on the long side, I started with Mobile Edge, and I quickly zeroed in on this. The Mobile Edge Core Gaming Backpack. Now, this $100 model is designed for gaming laptops with screens of up to 16 inches, but it's perfect for the tech professional who just needs a lot of gear. Made from ballistic nylon, it has wide shoulder shock-absorbing straps with a quick-clip cross-connect to keep these straps from falling off your shoulders when you're running through the airport. It's also got a padded, ventilated backing that allows it to distribute the weight to the entire side of your back so you're not straining one part of your shoulder or your lower back. And it also gives you this aerated look so that you're not building up moisture and odor. Now, up top is a heavy-duty handle, a baggage handle, with an actual steel cable reinforcement. External pockets are aplenty with the core. It has two large zippered pouches on the bottom side with semi-hard surfaces so you can protect everything from a water bottle to hairbrushes to little tech doodads that you need to carry with you. Oh, up top, you've got more pockets, a bit smaller this time. I find that this is very useful for medication and personal items in case you want one bag to carry both your tech and all your sundries. Now, there are three main enclosures on this bag. First is this back TSA checkpoint-friendly section. Now, you've seen this before. It allows it to unzip all the way and lie flat so that you can put this on the little X-ray scanner without having to take your laptop out of the bag. The second enclosure is a large accessory section. What it has is a divider that allows you to separate out different parts of gear, maybe clothes and technology, as well as three zippered and webbed pouches on the inside so that you could keep batteries or what I use them for, USB drives and the little cables that I need to connect all my gear to everything else. It also has an internal fleece-lined padded pouch. This is perfect for those people who want to hold an additional tablet or maybe a spare phone. Now, the final main section is this. It's the personal accessory section. It has a pen and a memory card holder, a key clip, three pouches, and enough space for the various knickknacks that you might need on the road. One of my favorite features, however, is this. This bag has an externally mounted USB 3.0 quick charge port. Now, this can be connected to any power source inside any of the three internal compartments, because on the inside of the bag, you've got this. It's a USB 3.0 cable that will connect to, say, the power port of your laptop, to the USB port of a gaming console, or to a battery that you might be carrying inside one of the enclosures. This means that you always have the ability to charge any of the devices outside of your bag without having to actually go inside of your bag. Now, I've been using one of these bags since CES, and it's pretty much perfect. I've been able to safely carry two laptops, a portable monitor, a box of SSDs, field recorder, and all the other pieces of gear that I need to do my work, along with a Velcro panel that's perfect for sticking your DEF CON badges and a lifetime warranty that, from personal experience, I know they honor. This is absolutely the bag for geeks who need a bit more space for all the things that they need to power and protect.
Hands on Tech is brought to you by Aftershocks. I love my Aftershocks headphones. They use a patented bone conduction technology that rests not in your ear, but outside your ear on your cheekbones, and produce sound by sending vibrations through your cheekbones, bypassing your eardrum. But it sounds great. Lightweight titanium wraparound headband, wireless Bluetooth 4.1 connectivity, convenient multi-point pairing, and it's IP55 certified, so it's great for working out. I use it whenever I'm outside running or bicycling, because then you can hear traffic without any risk. And the music and the phone calls are great. Check it out, Aftershocks, with the Aftershocks Tech Bundle. Now at hot.aftershocks.com. Use the code HOT at checkout to get $50 off. Offer valid in the U.S. only. That's hot.aftershocks.com. Don't forget the offer code HOT.
Speaking of power, the PowerCore Plus 19,000 PD is the latest from the folks at Anker. Now, they already make some of the best power gear on the market, but they've done something truly unique with the $85 19,000 PD. This power core weighs less than a pound and holds 71 watt hours of power that it can deliver through a 27 watt USB-C power delivery port, a 3 amp USB-A port, or a 2 amp USB-A port, all with Power IQ 2.0 to enable fast charging on compatible devices. It comes with a 100 to 240 volt AC 30 watt USB-C power delivery charger and an 18 month warranty, which means that you can charge this and power it pretty much anywhere in the world. Now, while all that spec soup is nice, it's not the highest capacity battery from Anker, or the lightest, or even the most port-filled. What makes the 19,000 PD my new favorite is its hybrid mode. Hold down the function button for 3 seconds, and the 19,000 PD continues to charge your devices, but the battery also becomes a USB-C connected hub for your USB-A peripherals. Now, this is perfect if you have a laptop with a single USB-C connector, but you have a lot of USB-A devices that you want to connect. All you have to do is connect this to your laptop via the USB-C cable, turn on the hybrid mode, and now you can connect and power all your devices at the same time. Now, as an added bonus, connected USB devices will draw power from the power core, not from your laptop, which extends the battery life of your laptop. Now, before I go on, let me explain a little bit about my power philosophy while on the go. When you build your travel kit, you need to build for power redundancy. In other words, choose your gear so that a failure or loss of any single cable, charger, or adapter can't bring your work to a screeching halt. Now, with the PowerCore 19,000 PD and its included charger, that gives me two ways to power my devices, but only one way to pull power from the grid. What your kit needs is a secondary charger. That's why, in addition to my power cord, I also carry an IoGear USB-C 72-watt 4-port charger. This $30 device is a lightweight piece of kit that supports between 100 and 240 volts. Again, that's worldwide current. And you can power your laptop, charge your PowerCore Plus, and any other USB devices that you might carry. One of the things I really like about how IoGear designed their charger is that it's actually two chargers in one. There's a 60-watt charger that runs only through the USB-C power delivery port and a 12-watt charger that is split between the three USB-A ports. This means that connecting a laptop and multiple USB devices won't dip the power on either set of rails. That's a nice touch, something that geeks really appreciate. One other power device that I like to carry is this. The Anker PowerDrive Speed 2. I know, it sounds a little Keanu. This $30 device plugs into power accessory ports in properly equipped cars, planes, or trains, and gives you 49.5 watts of power. That's 30 watts to the USB-C power delivery port and 19.5 watts to the single USB-A fast charge port. That's actually enough power to power my laptop from the USB-C port while charging my PowerCore Plus 19,000 PD from the USB-A port. One uber geek note. This is also a great device to have if you happen to be working in an off-grid environment using alternative power and you want to charge your devices without losing efficiency by running through an inverter. But that's a different, far more interesting story. Now, there is one more item that I like to keep in my tech go bag, and that's a laptop lock. I know that they haven't been in fashion since before the age of Ultrabooks, but they do offer a measure of protection. The unit that I carry with me and is currently attached to my Ultrabook back in the office is a Kensington Microsaver 2.0 keyed laptop lock. There are combination versions of the lock, but I prefer the $50 keyed version. It is more expensive than the typical Kensington lock, but that's because it was made for Ultrabooks, which requires a different design than the traditional lock. It should be said that a laptop lock is not a long or even a medium-term solution. It's strictly a measure to stop crimes of convenience. Lock this to a cafe table, a chair, or even your tech go bag itself, and you make it just a little inconvenient for someone to take your laptop. And honestly, that's all you need to not be the lowest hanging fruit on the security tree. Now, between the Mobile Edge Core Bag, the Anker PowerCore Plus 19,000 PD and PowerDrive 2, the iOGear 4-port charger, and the Kensington lock cable, the entire power and protection package weighs under 7 pounds. For that 7 pounds, you get possibly the most durable and spacious tech-focused bag I've ever used, 4 different sources of power, including 2 different AC adapters, a DC adapter, and a battery bank, and a way to secure your most valuable tech, along with a USB hub for you port-challenged USB-C laptop users. Of course, you need to build a travel kit that works for you and your gear. But I've chosen these particular products because of my experience with these companies after years of working on the road. I know they're durable enough, well-designed enough, and feature-rich enough to give me not just a mobile workspace, but a redundant mobile workspace that limits the number of showstoppers on every trip. Altogether, and for less than $300, my Travel Tech Power and Protection Kit gives you vital support equipment for your mobile office and a way to protect thousands of dollars worth of your gear. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire, the Digital Jesuit, and that's part one of Padres Travel Tech. Next time, I'll be filling my tech go bag with my favorite storage and connectivity tools for the mobile warrior.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.